Page 10. Reading.
Jonathan's Travel Blog. Climbing Uluru. We were exhausted when we finally arrived at Uluru, or Ayers Rock, after we'd been driving for 3 days through the outback, the huge desert that is Central Australia. But it was well worth the effort. The gigantic solitary rock seemed to glow red and orange and purple in the sunset, rising high above the surrounding desert. Standing 348 meters high and nearly 10 kilometers around, it was a truly impressive sight. However, what we were really waiting for was the main attraction, climbing to the top of the massive rock. The next morning, we were up early, ready to begin the strenuous ascent. It was then that we saw a sign at the base of the rock that said, "Our traditional law teaches us the proper way to behave. We ask you to respect our law by not climbing Uluru." Not climb Uluru? But we'd come all that way. My friends ignored the sign, but I just couldn't refuse a request like that. I decided to stay behind while they climbed and find out what it was all about. I asked a park ranger about this, and soon a few people joined the discussion. The original owners of Uluru and the surrounding lands are the Anangu people, aboriginals from the Western Desert region of Australia. They've lived here for over 10,000 years. For them, the rock is a holy place of great spiritual significance, connected to the creation of the world. No Aboriginal would ever climb it, and they ask tourists not to do so either. In addition, Uluru's climbing path can be treacherous. Over 35 people have died while attempting to climb it, and many more have been injured. Under traditional law, the Anangu have a responsibility to look after visitors to their country. This makes it extremely disturbing for them when visitors are hurt. So I asked, why isn't there a law against climbing? The fact is that the climb attracts tourists, and that means money for the government's parks division. Although the government is discussing a possible ban, it doesn't seem to be in a hurry. What's encouraging is that fewer and fewer visitors have been opting to climb lately, even without a ban. If you ever visit Uluru, you can make your own decision whether to climb it or not. My friends made theirs, and I made mine. They came back thrilled by their experience, but somehow I didn't feel like I'd missed anything.
Comments.
Would you go into a Buddhist temple wearing shoes because the monks hadn't physically stopped you? You are on someone else's land and should therefore respect the owner's wishes. Kyle G.
It's just a rock, and people have been climbing it for years. I'm not doing it any harm, and it's perfectly legal, so why not? Jody 2.